Hi, folks, and welcome to the Empowering Dietitians podcast, where each week I explore a different topic to help you feel more confident and connected to your work as a dietitian. I'm your host, Jess Serdikoff-Ramola, a registered dietitian, dietitian supervisor, and owner of Empowering Dietitians, where I help burnt out and unhappy dietitians opt out of hustle culture and reclaim their passion and purpose as a human first and dietitian second. After all, we are all more than a dietitian. This episode is brought to you by my self-study course, Abundance, officially approved for 24 CEUs by CDR, including satisfying your ethics requirement. This self-paced course walks you through the 8 tenets of creating a life for yourself as a dietitian and a human outside the confines of hustle culture. Learning how to navigate or prevent burnout, manage your time more effectively, set better boundaries, cultivate a strong personal and professional identity, and more. With over 13 hours of video content, bonus modules on mindfulness and intention setting, and a comprehensive journal full of reflection exercises, bonus resources, and activities to apply what you learn in the course. Each module is broken down into bite-sized lessons so you won't get overwhelmed and you can easily pace your work without burning out. Early bird registration is open until May 15th with a savings of $90 off the regular enrollment price. All doors close June 7th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Learn more and enroll at www.empoweringdietitians.com/abundance. All right, now on to the episode. In this episode, I'm trying something new. A shorter episode, 10 minutes or less, focusing more on reflection questions that you can ponder on your own rather than me telling you how I feel. Each topic is inspired by something either that I've been contemplating or that another dietitian asked me about. The goal is to leave you with something to sit with throughout the week, ending with several affirmations that you can try on, see how they feel, and hold close to heart as you see fit in the coming days. Today, I want to talk about our physical spaces and how much intention we put into them, how much autonomy we have over them. Particularly having gone through the pandemic, our spaces can get a little blurry, maybe even absent altogether. This episode is here to encourage reflection on your own spaces, how your environment makes you feel, and what you may need from your surroundings moving forward. I've been thinking a lot about spaces lately. And by lately, I mean pretty much for the past 2 years straight since giving up my commute and going full-time in my remote work from home business. When I started my business, I worked from my couch. It was all that I had. Occasionally, I used my kitchen counter. It was convenient, but it was really starting to wear on me. Our house was small to begin with, about 900 square feet, a lot of it under construction and unusable. And I was hardly ever leaving it. It was the pandemic for one thing, and as a work-from-home business owner, my couch was both my office chair and relaxation spot at the end of the day. Finally, in early 2022, I made a change. We cleaned out the attic and carved out a space for a makeshift office. I had a desk chair, a bookshelf, a comfy, cozy chair in the corner, and some new plant babies to brighten it all up. It was a cozy space, and I loved being able to leave my work upstairs at the end of the day. It may not have been leaving my house, but it felt like a separate space for my workday. And then in March, we sold our house, and by early April, we moved into my in-laws. As more and more people talked about the benefits of having a third space, that is a gathering space where you spend time outside of your home and your work, I found myself lacking even a first and second space to begin with. Sure, I had a roof over my head, but I wouldn't call living in someone else's house home. Nothing felt like my own. My belongings were packed away in a storage locker. The colors of the wall weren't mine. The furniture wasn't mine. The rules of the house weren't mine. And I spent most of my day in one single room, a room that didn't feel like my room, only leaving to eat a meal, shop for groceries, or take Toby or myself for a walk. Starting to wear on me doesn't even begin to describe how I was feeling for most of last year. How often do we stop to think about the spaces surrounding us and the impact that it has on us? How much of our spaces are within our control, and how does that level of autonomy, or lack thereof, feel? I'd really encourage you to take a moment to reflect on your own spaces today, or tomorrow, or over the course of the week. Some of the questions that you may ask yourself are, what is my first space like, my home? How does it make me feel? Does it feel like my own? How about my second space, my workspace? Do I have a second space, or does the line between my first and second space get blurry? How much autonomy do I have within my second space to change it? Do I have a third space? A space that is my own, that is separate from my home and my work, a community space or a personal space, a unicorn space, a physical area where I can go and be myself, be with others, be someone, I should say, other than a dietitian or a spouse or a parent. If I don't have a third space, what might that look like? How might that affect my life and my mood? Is there a third space that I used to have that I don't anymore? What led to that change? And what barriers stand between me and making this third space a reality? For many of us, the pandemic shrank our spaces, forced us to make one or two spaces work for all of them. And I think also for many of us, we may not have reclaimed second or third spaces after the pandemic, quote unquote, ended. I hate saying that when here in the US, nearly 200 people are still dying every day from COVID. But for the purposes of the restrictions, the quarantines, the precautions of the pandemic have largely ended, opening spaces back up to us that previously had been closed. But perhaps we've been slower to reclaim them, get back to them, reprioritize them. And if you find yourself like me in a situation where even your first or second spaces are threatened, maybe you start there. Or maybe you can't change your first or second spaces, so you turn to a third to have some autonomy and reprieve. Maybe you've never considered a third space at all. Wherever you find yourself, I want to leave you with a set of affirmations to sit with, to play around with, and to hold close to heart for the week. I carve out space for myself, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. I hold third spaces of belonging and identity as sacred. I work in spaces that are regenerative, sustainable, and grounding. I express myself through my spaces. I advocate for myself and my spaces to protect them. I honor my human need for belonging and identity through the spaces I cultivate. I take up space unapologetically. And no matter my physical environment, I can come home to myself whenever I need a reprieve. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Empowering Dietitians Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, there are two things you can do that dramatically help support the show. First, leave a quick rating and or review of the show on your podcast listening app, particularly Apple Music. This helps new listeners find the show. Second, sharing this episode with a dietitian friend can also go a long way in helping us spread the Empowering Dietitians message far and wide. And speaking of supporting one another, please don't be a stranger if you find yourself in need of that supportive space yourself. There are a number of ways to work with me, from one-on-one supervision packages to my course Abundance and periodic standalone masterclasses and workshops. The best way to stay up to date on which of those services and offerings are available at any given time? Grab my free dietitian journal to sign yourself up for my email list at www.empoweringdietitians.com/free. That's www.empoweringdietitians.com/free.